Back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 24th of April, 2007. I was reading Bob's newsletter that was dated April 21st, and somehow that flew out of my mouth and into your ears. At any rate, we'll take your phone calls, any questions or comments that you have for Mr. Chapman. Any questions at all, folks, please. When it comes to financial stuff, economics, so on and so forth, I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer, so I appreciate good calls with good questions, okay? There are no dumb questions here. If there's something you don't understand, something you want clarified, please avail yourself to do so. It also helps me learn, too, folks. 800-313-9443. All's rosy here in the United States. The stock market is at an all-time high, almost banging up to 12,000. It's at 11,000 and something here. This is rather scary. With all this, the information that's come out about the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and by the way, did you catch their damage control last week on Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae's? About how they're going to go in and take a look at these mortgages and make them good.
It's like pouring water on snow, because they're talking in terms of $20 billion, and I'm talking in terms of failures of $1.3 trillion.
So it's Band-Aid.
Who's kidding? No, they don't think anybody does the math. And then I saw PIMCO, which is a big bond house, the biggest in the country, telling us that CDOs, which are the securitized packages of mortgages, are going to have losses of about $70 billion. You got to be kidding me. 60% of 13 is, we're talking about something close to $1 trillion. I mean, you know, they just lie and lie and lie. And all you have to do is make a simple multiplication, and you discover what they're up to.
But these the majority of the people that are being spoon-fed this Band-Aid information, number one, it might have leaked out there, and people realize that the subprime mortgages are in a bind. So then we have the cover story coming out that, oh, well, don't worry. You know, we're going to throw some billions at this thing, and we'll fix it and make it right. Nobody panicked. In the meantime, I mean, it's not even a scab on the pimple here. I mean, it really is not. I mean, this is not a fix. This is just trying to do damage control, because obviously that information leaked out there, and there's some nervous people.
Well, there's one hedge fund with $4 billion that took in $2.9 billion of loans for one of the lenders who's in trouble. And we already know that 10% of those loans are already under, and they're going to lose 50%. Now, no one of sane mind would go in and pay $2.9 billion, or 96.5% of what their actual face value is worth, unless they were getting guaranteed by the U.S. government. So that's what the government's doing. They're trying to get lenders to go in, lenders, hedge funds to go in, and bail out the lenders. And what they're doing is they're guaranteeing them, but they're not telling you that.
All right. We'll take the break here. We'll get to your calls, 800-313-9443. We have a couple of lines open. Folks, again, there aren't any dumb questions here. Call. We'll be right back.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
All right, folks, we are back here. We'll start with your calls. We'll start out in Illinois. Terrence in Illinois. Good afternoon, sir.
This is Terrence.
Terrence, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about the economy and the stock market.
Okay.
Right now, the market is around almost 13,000. What do you think will happen in the next couple of months?
You know, Terrence, you're right. I misspoke. I said it was almost 12. You're correct. It is almost 13. Continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, what do you think will happen to the stocks in the next couple of months? Because I was surprised it hit 13,000.
Well, I think a lot of people are surprised, and the reason why the market is selling where it is not because of fundamentals at all. It is selling there because there's a giant sea of money out there, and hedge funds are taking this money, and they're multiplying it by 100 or 200 times. And they're pouring into the market and just driving and driving and driving it up. And, of course, they're totally unregulated. They're offshore, and which means the Cayman Islands and not London. And they are continuing to high power the market upward. And the governments don't care about them being regulated or unregulated. And the reason why is that anything that keeps the market up is good for them. And so that's why the market's been going up. What it's going to do in the next 2 months, I think what you're seeing right now is the summer rally and the summer rally will probably not occur.
Okay, so you probably have a drop in the stocks pretty soon, I think.
What'd you say?
You probably have a drop in the stocks pretty soon because it's going pretty high.
Well, I think sometime between now and the end of October, but as I said, the normal summer rally that usually takes place probably won't because we're getting it
now. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been a pretty strong rally. It's just gone from 11,500 to 13 and on, you know, hot air. And, of course, every time it tries to go down, the plunge protection team steps in and stops it. So they want it higher. Why do they want it higher? Well, they want everybody to think everything's okay. That's why they suppress gold and silver prices.
But Bob, if that carbon tax comes in, and there's a dollar tax on gallons of fuel, whether it be diesel, gasoline, whatever, that is going to hasten the process. If this thing continues with the subprime out there, I don't know that they can keep a lid on it to keep that market artificially that high by October. Don't you see some factors here that may put a dent in their plans?
Well, you know, they can really do what they want to do.
That's true.
Up to a certain point.
That's true.
To a certain point, someone's going to start selling, and then the whole thing's going to come unglued. So, you know, the cap is off the bottle. We don't know where it's going.
Terrace,
turn right here and go back down.
Yeah. Terrace, thanks for your call. I appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. Barbara.
That's a real hard call in this market.
Yeah, it is, because you're right. Things are being manipulated. The price of gold and silver is constantly being manipulated. The price of crude is the same thing. I mean, everything out there is manipulated. They're trying to put on the smiley face. They're going to try to make this stretch and extract more profit as they need. I'm looking at the banks here, Citibank and their profits. What were their profits up this year so far, Bob? Was it 54% or something?
Yeah, we're talking billions of dollars. I mean, these guys got a license to steal, especially Citigroup and J.P. Morgan Chase and Goldman Sachs. I mean, they just the amount of money that's being made is colossal. And then you don't see the earnings that are being made by the hedge funds offshore because they don't trumpet that. We just know that they're making hundreds of billions of dollars. And one of the reasons the brokerage firms are doing so well is that they're running all those trades through them. And even though they're charging a small commission, they still are getting the action. And so that's why they don't want this thing to stop.
Looks good on their balance sheet.
If you you didn't get the copy, and that's unfortunate. I just told somebody else that the reason you're not getting it is Hotmail continues to reject it. And that's not unusual. Hotmail and AOL do that frequently, and so we tell people to switch to another server, usually Yahoo, which we use.
All right. Let's go back to the phones. Let's go this time to South Dakota. Hello, Barbara.
Hi.
Hi.
Bob, I've heard you say in the past that Denmark was one country that you felt was, I don't know if they were doing the right thing economically or the right thing for their population or if those two are the same. And I wondered if there are any other what I would call first world countries that are not drinking the New World Order Kool-Aid and are actually trying to do the right thing.
Well, you have to take it one by one, and that omits most of Europe. Denmark and Sweden kind of go their own way, Denmark more than Sweden. Norway has an enormous income from oil, at least now. That'll be turning down here in the years to come. They sort of do their own thing as well, and so does Finland, although Finland uses the euro. This colossal secretive clandestine conspiracy has got almost everybody nailed down, and it's hard to find a country that, you know, isn't forced to cooperate, never mind voluntarily does so. And so there's not many places that do things in behalf of their citizens or constituents. Everybody in the world today usually gets two candidates that are bankrolled by the Illuminists or the elitists, whichever you want to call them. And so, you know, people don't have any choice.
Right.
Anything else, Barbara?
Well, yeah. Which country do you think we fed up America and should go take over and reform it according to our Constitution? That's my next question.
Well, I think we could probably safely take over Mexico right now because most of the Mexicans are now in this country.
Yeah, we'll just win.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you one thing. Most of the Mexican criminals are in the United States, that's for sure. Because the crime rate in Mexico has dropped precipitously. The only crime they have is drug dealers killing each other. But that's a good point. And Mexico is a nice country, and the people are very nice, as a matter of fact.
Well, we'll just go down there and straighten them out. What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah. As soon as we can straighten out our own government here. Yeah. Barbara, thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Mark in Wisconsin. Hello, Mark.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello. Great work, Mr. Chapman. I wrote down a couple things here so I wouldn't forget it. On the heels of Yeltsin's death, I'm wondering, is Russia, I'm not going to go into the Bolshevik Revolution and all that, I'm just wondering, is Russia still under Zionist control? And we know that Yeltsin sold the people's interest to virtually all Jewish businessmen for pennies on the dollar. He said at one time most of the Duma was married to Jewish women. Does Russia have a central bank? Why doesn't Putin take back what was stolen? And when businessmen flee to Israel, who do they pay a cut to specifically?
Well, that's a lot of questions. First of all, Mr. Putin has tried his best to get the assets back, and he's got just about all of them back.
Oh, he does.
And he has tried to pursue some of the former oligarchs who were bankrolled by the Rothschilds. But other countries won't cooperate. There's an interesting situation that has developed in England with Baranowski, who was a media and oil tycoon who sent billions to Israel, and he's now in London. And the Russians have been trying to get him back for about 4 or 5 years. And the British won't cooperate. But Baranowski just recently said that he's planning to overthrow the government, and that is ground. So the British are right up against it.
And Bob, let me ask a quick question here, following the lines what Mark in Wisconsin is saying. It appears that the Russia's Mr. Putin is not exactly friendly towards Israel because they're backing Iran right now and possibly Syria against Israel.
No, that's true.
I'm wondering
and
if
they have for a long time.
I'm wondering if Putin could just be playing a shell game here and just be a figurehead like Bush.
Could very well be, but we don't know that because we're not getting any intel out of the country. I do get a few things, but not very much. I mean, you've got to go there. You got to speak the language, and that's how you're going to find out.
So there's no books on
that. Unfortunately, that's not an easy place to go to.
Right. No real good books on the subject, then, I'm guessing.
No, that's right. There's very little outside information. If I had to guess, I would say that the country has been being run by KGB types. And if you remember that when Putin came in, he allowed people who wanted to leave the country to do so. And a lot of people did go to Israel, and they're very unhappy there, as are the Ethiopians, because they're not treated with respect or properly.
Right.
And they can't get good jobs. And so I would have to say that Mr. Putin is pretty fed up with the former oligarchs and the people who financed them.
Mark, I'm glad you made that observation that it may be just a shell game because the world's elite here. They're not necessarily working against each other's best interests.
That's right.
Mark, thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. All right, we'll take the break here. Richard, Cassandra, Jerry, we'll take your calls. And coming up, we've got an update here from Reverend Ted Pike on the hate crime laws. Ladies and gentlemen, they're after the First Amendment. They're after the Second Amendment. Well, hell, they're just after everything. They're after us. We'll take the break here, continue with your calls, and then we'll get the update from the good Reverend. We'll do all of that after this. Stay tuned.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Let's roll these calls here. Let's go up to Canada, British Columbia. Hello, Richard.
Oh, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi.
I wanted to talk to Bob about an email conversation we had been having. So to the benefit of your listeners, Bob was explaining to me that in the last couple of weeks, including today, I'm assuming that the brokerages at the behest of the government could be going as many as 70,000 short contracts on gold. And what I asked Bob was, and it actually reflects back to what another caller was talking about earlier, with Bob saying about how they, the brokerage houses make billions and billions of dollars, even as many as 70,000 short contracts, which is 7 million ounces of gold. If gold went up $50, for example, that would only be $350 million that they would be in the hole. These people make billions and billions and billions of dollars. So I was just hoping that Bob would expand on what he thinks might be the catalyst that would drive these shorts out of the market, considering how much money these brokerages make.
Good question, Bob.
Coordination. And right now, the last figures we have is 45,000 contracts that they're short. And I'm expecting another 35,000 over the next week, and that's probably what's going on right now. And I also noticed that lease rates dropped to 0.18%. So if you want to borrow $1 billion worth of gold, you pay about $180,000 for the privilege. Also, I just got the statistics in from the European Central Bank, and they sold 17 tons of gold. And previously, just over the last month, they've sold 52 tons, so we add that 17 to that, and we've got 69 tons. And the last time that they did that was in May of this past year, or almost a year ago, when they did the same thing, and gold fell from 730 to 550. But this time, it's not happening. Gold backed off a little bit yesterday and today. I think they're running out of firepower because there's a lot more people out there buying physical gold, and they can do what they want to do in the futures market and with puts. But when it comes right down to it, they have to have physical selling, and I think they're getting close. I think they're down to less than 5,000 tons collectively. And I think that the kind of correction we could have in here this time might be $20, or maybe down to $670 or $660. But that's the best they can do. And each time they do this, they get a little weaker. And, you know, if you make that comparison from that was almost $200, $180 drop a year ago, and this time the drop was $5. The market is sure in a different position today, and as soon as they're through doing what they're doing, which I think they may well be over the next week or two, then things are going to turn around and go right back up again.
Well, I guess as a follow-up, knowing you know, approximately what the market caps of some of these banks are, would you be willing to make a wild guesstimate as to how much they would be willing to lose before they would finally throw in the towel and cover?
Well, they have the ability to endlessly create money. And, you know, they have to deal with hyperinflation as well, because if the Fed goes into the repo market and purchases securities, even if it's from one of their own banks, and they make that a permanent purchase, what that is immediately inflationary. Now, inflation's running over 10%, and they're well aware of that, I can promise you. And it's not 3%, and the core doesn't mean anything, so you don't even talk about it. And these inflation figures are going to start moving up again if they start doing permanent placements in the repo market. And incidentally, those repos are done to feed money to the banking community so that the banking community, which is the brokerage houses, so that they can go in on the instructions of the Fed and use that money, leverage it, and manipulate markets. And so they'll do it as long as they can. But the real difference is going to be the physical market. Once they're out, they're in a box. They can't get out.
Thanks so much for your help.
Thank you, Richard. I appreciate your call. There are people out there that can see, Bob, and I'm very glad they listen to this program, and especially listening to you every Tuesday. Great to have this kind of information and those kind of calls. Cassandra in Texas. Hello, Cassandra.
Hi.
Hi.
Earlier, Mr. Chapman was talking about the lies of both the administration and the media in maintaining our confusion about things, facts. There's going to be a very good program, I suspect, tomorrow night, starting at 8 p.m. Central on PBS. It's a Bill Moyers program about the media lies and the lies that led us on to war. He's calling the program Buying the War, and he's going to focus on the neocons and their lies. And I think once people start seeing the neocon lies and the Iraq lies, they'll start seeing some of the economic lies. And, you know, you can get them more to see the bigger picture. It's going to be a 90-minute program, and people should set their VCRs or DVD players to catch it.
Folks, that was the Reverend Ted Pike on my cell phone. Got the wrong number. He'll be calling into the network. We'll clear out these calls. Cassandra, hang on 1 second. Jerry and Mike will take your calls also. And then we'll bring up the Reverend for an update on the hate crimes bill that's coming out of committee and possibly coming up for vote tomorrow.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Main. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
We are back. And Cassandra, Bill Moyers, to a lot of people, appears to be a conservative. I would put him in a classification of being pseudo-conservative. I find it interesting that he's going to be doing a program on the Gulf War and the lies that led up to it. Everybody in the country knows this. So it's no danger whatsoever to go up and do a recap as to what lies were told, who told them, so on and so forth. I don't see this as any earth-shattering stuff, but I'll tell you what I will do, Cassandra. I will watch that.
Right. It starts at 8 p.m. It'll be a 90-minute special.
Okay.
And people who don't see it on TV can go to the PBS website and watch it after the program airs.
All right, Cassandra.
Thanks.
Thanks for the heads up.
Bye.
Jerry in Michigan. Hello, Jerry.
Good evening, gentlemen. I have a novice investing question for Mr. Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
In reading about silver and gold investing on the Internet, they use the terms resistance price when increasing in value and support price when declining in value. Could you briefly, is there a brief explanation of what these terms mean? And I'll take your answer off the air.
Thank you.
Resistance is when, let's say it's a stock is selling at $30. And it previously had a high at $38, and there was some support at $34 on the way down. Stock starts to move back up again and get some resistance from people who are buyers at 34, because they want to get out because it went to 30 and they don't like that. And then as it gets up to its former high, there'll be resistance from people who get stuck there and watch the stock go down to 30 and have lost faith in the fact that maybe the stock would go higher. So that's what resistance is all about. Former buyers who are no longer bullish on the prospects of the company and were very unhappy that the stock sold off. Support is when a stock has been higher and the stock comes down, and let's say that it goes to 34 and gets some support and it doesn't work, and it goes down to 30 and it gets some support and it does work. That's an entry point at 30 because people think that the stock is underpriced at that level, and it doesn't seem to be a great many sellers at that level. And so that's what support is. And so when people talk about support and resistance levels, it's usually based on previous experience within the market structure. There are people who refer to both those terms in charting and in other sorts of mechanical means of trying to call the market, and that's a whole other venue that we're not going to get into here.
All right, Jerry. I appreciate that call and trying to ferret out the lingo and what they're meaning when they say these things. All right, two more calls to go before we close out with Mr. Chapman today. Mike in California. Thanks for holding, Mike.
Well, hi, gentlemen.
Hi.
Thank you for taking my call, John. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Mr. Chapman, I just... since we know that the Amero is going to be our new currency, that's basically what they're planning for us. Basically, the transition to the Amero, how do you foresee it to be that transition? Do you think it would be an orderly fashion like they did with the Euro in Europe, or do you think it would be a disaster or catastrophe that will lead us up to a new currency?
Good question.
And that we would have to take measures like the gold standard, getting off the gold standard to take the Federal Reserve notes as our currency.
Yeah, a smooth transition or a panic shift.
Yeah, I mean, I could see how that we can land in a depression, and that would, you know, they would be calling for the Amero. But what I'm interested in is, what do you foresee? Do you foresee it to be where an orderly fashion where they say, hey, 90 days or 30 days, turn in the currency, get the new one, or will it say that, or the get off the gold standard way where they declare martial law, shut down all banks, and then have a convoys of Ameros sent to the banks to be distributed, or how do you see that playing out? Oh, and by the way, I live in Southern California, and when you say bloodbath, can you please elaborate? Because I want to relocate.
Oh, I meant in real estate.
Well, yeah, please explain.
Although I will say that there's 200,000 gang members in Southern California, all of whom have automatic assault weapons, and the police are retiring as quickly as possible and moving out of the state. And that's a fact. It's always been rough there. I lived there for 36 years, and I want to tell you, illegally, there was never a day that I never carried a gun.
Right. Now, I see your point on that, but, I mean, and elaborate a little bit more how a real estate market that could be so bad. I understand people could be on the street and pretty upset, and people could be losing their pension funds when stocks plummet, and I can understand it would make them upset. But how would social unrest occur from the – how do you foresee it to occur? I mean, I just want more elaboration. But
when people don't have jobs, they can't feed their families, they've lost their homes, they've lost their vehicles, what are they supposed to do? Southern California is a big place. How are they going to feed their families? They're going to have to resort to asking other people to help them. And when people say, hey, I don't have any more than you do, I get the same problem, at least I got a roof over my head, and it might help them a little, but they're going to have to turn to crime and violence. And that's what the gang members will do as well.
Yeah, because the public services out there, Bob, are already tapped to the hilt. There's not going to be any grab bags that are going to be handed out for the public out there. There's going to be a lot of the have-nots.
Southern California.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, they're in tough financial shape. One of the reasons I left there in the early 1990s was that the tax base has been destroyed because you have all these people living there who don't pay any taxes. You can't function that way. And so Southern California is going to be the worst hit area in the United States when it comes to a depression.
And the other part,
there'll be other difficult areas, but that'll be the worst.
Yeah. And the other part to Mike's question, and we got to move quickly here, is
On the Amaro. Yeah. First of all, I don't think it's near. A lot of people do. I think we're at least 3 years away, if not longer. And I think probably it could come about with a 30 or 40 or 50% correction of the dollar, but they have to have everything else in place. And that is they have to have this North American Union in place to justify it. And I don't think it's going to be as easy as what people think it's going to be. And I think it's a ways away. It could be a long way away.
Well, wait,
and the North American Union could be a long way away. As we put the information out along with these programs and Lou Dobbs, and people are badgering Congress, and they're saying, why are we being lied to? They're going to have a hard time pulling this off.
And one thing we can't forget here is that the long-term plans for the North American Union, folks, they want it in by 2010, but it was already supposed to have been in place. So if you're going to change currencies, they got to jump on it. We had reports here that people have physically seen pallets of this stuff sitting in banks for eventual distribution, but their timelines have been severely thrown off. This deal, North American Union deal, was already supposed to have been done this year, if not earlier. So their timeline has been pushed out. They're still in preparation for this. Their plans have not changed. There have just been setbacks, and their timeline has been thrown off. Henry in Connecticut, you're the last call with Mr. Chapman today.
Yes. Also, what he mentioned, he's talking about San Francisco. You know, you're talking about Los Angeles. The Crips and the Bloods are also connected with the CIA, or they were at the top, and so are the Latin Kings. But part of the problem is all this third-world, non-European, illegal immigration that is all over Southern California. And I want to ask Chapman two things. One is this. I was told under the Clinton years that there was some type of special program they don't want American people to know about, a funding program where they would literally pay for Samoans and some people of a different third-world ethnic background to migrate here and give them a certain amount of money a month that if for somebody like me or you that's unemployed and on welfare, we would only get like $500 or $600 a month, but they would get more, like what happened in Finland. There's something like that in Finland, too.
And Henry, you mentioned L.A., and it ain't Lower Alabama, but you're right about the Crips and the Bloods.
Latin Kings.
Yeah,
they're coming into Nassau County.
Yeah.
But sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say there's upwards to 250,000 out there just in L.A. area alone.
Yeah.
But we only have 90,000 cops covering all three shifts in L.A. and L.A. County. And as Mr. Chapman said, these guys, the cops, when they're retiring, they're getting out of Dodge. They don't even want to be anywhere near there. They know how volatile it is.
Yeah, where are they going, to Utah or Oregon?
That's your pick.
Yeah, I guess I won't get into that. Well, anyway, the question I have with Chapman with that, if he heard me with the, has he heard about that program with that? Because I heard Clinton did that. It wasn't just Bush.
No, I haven't heard of that.
All right, I'm trying to see if I can find research on that, because I have heard that, I told by a guy named John DeNugent, there was such a program in Finland. And when I heard about it, and he mentioned about Finland, where they get $1,200 a month, but an unemployed Finn would only get $500. It reminded me to ring a bell because I heard that with Clinton. Okay, the last question. I was told also by a great author named Jock Otto that when he was at this has to do with finances now with the Federal Reserve, that when he was at this convention or whatever it is, I'll cut it short, the Federal Reserve guy who was up there, he made some kind of speech. Jack Otto stood up right away and said he heard that that the Federal Reserve has this secret that they could actually make gold out of mercury by either adding or removing a molecule, an electron. And what I'm saying, what I wanted to ask Chapman is, has he heard of that? Because what happened was when Jack Otto said that, right, the guy at the Federal Reserve got all nervous and shaking and said, you're not supposed to know that, and he walked out of the room.
I've known Jack Otto for 10 years, and I've never talked to him on that subject. I'll have to dig into that.
Oh, ask him about that, because he said the guy at the Federal Reserve speech, he walked out. He said, you're not supposed to know that. You're not supposed to know. And walked out and ran.
Oh, so
and left the hotel room or whatever, the gathering room is where they're having the speech.
All right, Henry. Bob, have you heard anything about that?
No, I haven't.
I haven't either. And Henry, I promise I'll ask Jack about that, but that sounds to me like another plan to take lead and turn it into gold. The alchemists have been trying many, many years to do different things, but we'll see. We're out of time, Mr. Chapman.
I'll see you next week.
Well, I appreciate it very much. And if you could, mail me out your most current newsletter so we have the freshest one for next Tuesday's
program. We did that again. It was rejected twice more.
Okay. We'll have to make
it. You're going to change your server.
Okay. We'll have to make an adjustment somewhere. All righty, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. Without any ado here, I want to bring up Ted Pike on the subject here of the hate crime bill that is coming evidently here up for vote. Are you there, Mr. Pike?
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me on, John.
Yes, sir.
Yes, we have a real crisis now in the House of Representatives. The hate bill is being fast forwarded through. It's been in conference today in committee in the subcommittee on crime and the judiciary. They have marked it up this afternoon and sent that on now to the General Judiciary Committee, who will also consider that tomorrow and terminate their discussions of it tomorrow afternoon. After that, who knows what's going to happen? All I know is Pelosi will be completely free to put that at the head of the line and move the hate bill to a vote in the House of Representatives. So it's absolutely a red alert now that all who love truth and freedom and free speech have got to call at least their House member from their district demanding that they not vote for the hate bill. This could be voted on as early as Thursday morning, or it could be held over and voted on at the beginning of next week. But what we have to do is expect the unexpected from these people like Conyers and Pelosi and not take any chances. Tomorrow's the day, the last day, really, that we can effectively protest the hate bill in the House of Representatives.
And let's make it be known here, Ted, that people can go to truthtellers.org, and you have all the House members are listed. So
yes.
If you don't know who your House member or your senator is from your state, they're all listed on truthtellers.org. And if you do not have a computer, the numbers are on that site to call your representatives. But if you're not online, grab your pencil and your paper right now, folks, and let your fingers do the walking across that telephone dial, because I'm going to give you a toll-free number. It's not going to cost you anything. Well, it kind of does, sort of, in a roundabout way. It gets back to any bill the government runs up, we're liable to pay for it. But it is a toll-free call. And, folks, please, there is a real danger that this hate crime bill passes, and they make us all federal criminals for what we discuss on this broadcast. And I don't care if it's on issues of spirituality. I don't care if it's issues on economics. I don't care if it's issues on Pharisees or whatever the deal is. They're out to curtail free speech. We are a danger to these people because we put out the information. We put out the facts. The controlled media does not. They need this hate crime bill, do they not? Especially in this environment, Ted, in America today.
Yes, they need it because they want to bring us into compliance with a worldwide hate crimes system, which is becoming established big time in Europe now. And the ADL, who's behind this legislation, is very, very impatient that this get pushed through. And the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And if people out there don't even know who their representative is in the House, all they have to do is call that number, give the capital operator your zip code, and you'll be right there at the office. And just say, please don't vote for any hate crimes legislation. Now, also, if people want to do more tomorrow, if you've got a few hours off, it'd be a wonderful investment in freedom to call all 100 members of the House of Representatives. And again, at truthtellers.org, we have that, those 100 members listed. Call those. It'll take you about 2 hours, I think, but you could never give a greater gift to your children and grandchildren than in free speech than by making those calls tomorrow.
And Ted, and I must stress this, that too many people for too long of time have assumed that other people are going to pick up the gauntlet and they're going to slap our enemy in the face with it.
That's right.
And that has not borne out to be true. We all must take this as a personal responsibility, as you say, not only for ourselves, but our posterity, our future generations yet to come. And I don't want to be in a position, Ted, to watch our generations coming up after us, them sitting around wondering why we had such a great gift and we didn't lift a finger to prevent it.
That's right.
All right, let's take this break real quick. When we get back, I have the number on your emergency alert here is 877-541-6437. Are there two separate numbers?
Oh, excuse me.
Okay, we'll clarify that when we get back. Nobody move. We'll make the clarification right after this break with my guest today, Reverend Ted Pike. We'll be right back.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
All right, we only have a couple of minutes left here. Let's make a correction on that toll-free number. I have it as 877-851-6437. And again, that's 877, toll free, 877-851-6437, or the regular ground line number, 202-224-3121. And on truthtellers.org, ladies and gentlemen, there's no excuse here. If you don't know who your representative is, you might have stayed out of the political game for quite some time, and we can understand why. But when these dastardly people in the District of Criminals decide that they want to do things of this nature, it is our duty and our obligation, not only for us, but our future generations here, to take action. And we are flat out of time on this thing. This is the farthest that this hate crime bill has ever been to passage. Is that not true?
Oh, absolutely. We've never seen anything like this. Now, in previous broadcasts, I've talked about how this hate bill, if passed, would begin to be adjudicated and clarified by judges over a process of time. But the truth of the matter is that this hate bill is basically a large amendment to a similar hate bill that was passed clear back in 1969. And back in the original hate bill, which was passed at the height of the civil rights era, there's some very disturbing language in there which says that it's considered a hate crime to, quote, attempt to intimidate another person. It was chiefly blacks back then, but it makes it a crime to verbally attempt to intimidate, which means that now you see here at this present time, you can just substitute homosexuals and transvestites and cross-gender people for the blacks that were covered and protected back in 1969. This means it becomes a hate crime automatically. As soon as this bill is passed, it'll become a hate crime for pastors, for talk show hosts, for Christian broadcasters to in any way describe homosexuality as the Bible does, as an abomination, because that is attempting to intimidate homosexuals, telling them that their lifestyle is basically perverse and an abomination in the sight of God. So what this bill is immediately threatening, immediately a censoring of the free speech from the pulpit, from the airwaves, even from the street corner of those who want to criticize the homosexual lifestyle.
And this has ramifications. I mean, what you were talking about here, the 68 hate crime bill, or 69, that did not come to pass, but they're trying to say that they've updated this thing and it's indictable to attempt to or intimidate a homosexual from believing that, even if he has AIDS or hepatitis, folks, okay, that they have a right to work in a restaurant, be employed as police officers or summer camp counselors. Yeah, that's what I want. My children with a summer camp counselor that's got AIDS, or has equal rights to housing and employment anywhere he wishes. Mm-hmm. This, there has been a run-up, and it's been from the so-called phony conservatives like Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity. They have been using the term because of this Imus deal, and I do believe that was part of this Don Imus deal, when he made the comment, nappy-headed hoe, which if you listen to any of this rap stuff, and if you're not listening to what your children are listening to, folks, if you would listen to it, you'd wash your kids out, your kids' ears out with soap. It is that bad. But I do believe the Don Imus thing was an opportunity for them almost a month ago to start using the term hate, and these people yes. should be fired and persecuted, and on and on and on it went.
That's right. So come to Truth Tellers, make those calls, make all 100 calls to all 100 members of the Senate, but it's got to be done tomorrow. Thursday may be too late.
All right, and if you folks don't have a computer, go down to your local library. You can get online, and that number again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. Call your representatives. Do it tomorrow, folks. It's never been closer to passage than right today. Thank you, Mr. Pike. Keep us posted, sir.
Thank you, John.
All righty. That'll do it for us today, ladies and gentlemen. Back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. With